This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you want to know what exhausted sounds like?
This pitch is lined in the left field and a base hit. It's 11-0.
Okay. That's
God love Greg.
That's what exhausted sounds like. One more time for effect.
This pitch is lined in the left field and a base hit. It's 11-0.
There we go. Greg Brown delivering the news straight ahead. But that was followed up soon thereafter by the Pirates' 11-1 loss. It's bad. It's really bad. They're 52-74, 16 games back. 21-37 in the Central. They're 26-36 at home. I think that gets forgotten about a lot. And they're 8-29 since the All-Star break. 8-29 since the All-Star break. So it was followed up soon thereafter by Joe Starkey. And this is, we're treading on new territory now. The elephant in the room has now been talked about for the very first time, I think. And this is a post-game, not necessarily a back and forth, just a question to Clint Hurdle about his job security from Joe Starkey. And again, the first time I can remember this season, this being brought up straight to the skipper.
My focus is on doing my job, not if my job's in jeopardy. It never has been since I've had an opportunity to be a manager. Those are decisions that other people make. So, 62 years old, man. I'm going to manage. As long as people have me managed, they don't have me managed, I go home. So, my job is to do everything I can to get this club to play better baseball, to finish games, to execute better.
Really interesting stuff from Hurdle. 412-928-9370. That's
not a very vociferous defense of the job he's doing, either.
Yeah, I don't know if Clint Hurdle's play was, hey, I don't feel like answering your question, or hey, I'm the manager of this baseball team. He kind of just laid it down and didn't break any ground, like, I'm the manager as long as they'll have me. He didn't go to bat for his job or say, I'm the best man for the job or we're working things out. I don't know what to read into it. More so, for me, the meat is in the question that now we're in an open forum with Clint Hurdle's job. That hasn't been brought into light before. And credit to Joe for going in there and asking that question in the post game last night. But it's been bandied about on talk radio. It's been talked about in bar rooms. You stand out and wait for the Pat bus, and people say, man, this Hurdle, I don't know if he's... But for the first time now, Jim, Clint Hurdle has been served that on a dish right to him.
Well, I'm sure it's come up in conversation maybe in his own home. You know, I don't know. I'm just, you know, it's funny. It's an obvious situation. I mean, everybody can see what's going on. 22 games under 500. And as you pointed out, they're 21 games under 500 in the last month, what, 5-6 weeks?
Right.
Since the All-Star break. And so it's the question has to come up. And I'm sure that Hurdle's talked to, you know, at least thought about it internally.
And this is as bad as they've been under him.
Absolutely. And he's not the only guy that got the question. Joe Musgrove did as well.
Not my concern at all. You know, he's in control of what he's in control of, and we're in control of doing our job. So, you know, I know a lot of pressure goes back on him and we're not doing our job, and that's not necessarily fair to him. But we just got to play better as a team.
So did Josh Bell.
Doesn't matter. I could get hurt tonight, you know, not play, you know, ever again. But, you know, as for Skip, you know, we play for him every night. You know, he's the only big league manager that a lot of the guys have known for the most part. So we all fight for him. We all have his back. And I'm sure he's not worried about it.
Well, I don't know if he's not worried about it.
If they're playing for him every night, they're not exactly acquitting themselves very well.
It's just interesting to me that now it's out there. Now Hurdle... As much as he wanted to kind of block the noise out in the past, no matter how much you try to control the message, no matter what you do PR-wise, no matter what message you want to send out there, when someone goes in there, and again, credit to Joe, and wants to ask the tough question, you can't avoid it. It's here. The elephant stomped into the press conference room last night.
And it should be. There should be a giant elephant in everybody's office going forward the rest of this year. They should all be happy that they're still employed. They should be ecstatic that they still have jobs because they haven't been this bad under the tenure of either Clint Hurdle or Neil Huntington. It's showing no signs of getting any better. That's the other part.
I think that's the biggest part of it right now. We used to try to grasp on to things where you say, hey, that's a positive. Hey, there you go. Hey, let's try to hold on to this. There's a reason to watch. Right now, it's really difficult. It really is.
Yeah, so Bell gets an RBI in the ninth inning. Mm-hmm. So he's got 99. So he's, what, three ball? I didn't see what Freddie Freeman did last night, if he did anything. But you know, when we talked about that yesterday, well, we could have an RBI champion. We could have a batting champion.
Well, I think the batting champion is starting to kind of fade. He was 10 points down going into last night.
Yeah, so. He was 1-for-3, so it was one up a point or so. But you know, there are some individual things to play for. But otherwise, I mean, man.
Otherwise, Jim, otherwise.
This pitch is lined into left field in a base hit. It's 11-0.
They only lost by 10 runs now. Come on, they picked up a run. So
but you know what's interesting? When you said you want to know what exhausted sounds like to lead off the show, I thought you were going to go straight into the Clint Hurdle clip.
Yeah.
Because he sounds like he's just done.
People just sound tired of it. They really do. In totality, they sound tired of it. 100 and, you know, where are we?
Too many.
122 games into this or whatever, wherever we are, they sound tired of it.
Yeah, but if you don't count the 23
games,
times they've been blown out.
I did the 23 times they've given up 10 runs or more. That's one in every five games.
And that just can't be lent to the fact that the ball's getting hit further and that there are more home runs or whatever because
but you know,
they're not keeping up with
but
those.
If you simulate it 10,000 times, it only happens 8.
It's just really tough. And that's where we are now, though. Let's dial it down, though, and get serious about this at 412-928-9370 because a serious question needs to be asked. You can bring up names if you want, and that's fine, or you could bring up profiles if you'd like. If Clint Hurdle was to go, what kind of guy is right for the Pittsburgh Pirates? Can anybody get it right under these current constructs? All right, so Joe Starkey brought it up, and again, credit to him for going in there and asking the tough questions last night. He brought it up about if Clint Hurdle worries about his job. Clint Hurdle pretty much said, hey, if I'm the manager, I'm the manager. If I'm not the manager, I don't come to the ballpark. That's what it is for me. It's a real simple proposition. Let's say that they were to make a move.
Okay.
Can anybody win under these constructs? Can anybody win under the confines that the ownership group puts on this baseball team? I have a hard time saying yes. What I will say, though, is if they would do it, and I'm not saying the Pirates, number one, would fire Clint Hurdle or bring in someone like this, but if they would, if I was running this baseball team, it would be someone, and this isn't ageism. You know, people want to, anytime you say, like, a person of this race should or a person of this age or race, then you're a racist or you're an ageist or whatever. It's not that. It's I would bring in someone closer to the player's age. In this instance, I think it would be beneficial for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who aren't a young team anymore, but I think that they need a polar opposite sort of manager right now.
I think, and like you said, look, it does all come back to a financial commitment and how much they're willing to commit to a roster going forward. And I think a GM who may be willing to look at some new ideas and how they work within those constraints. So I think that's certainly part of it. But if we're just going to talk about the managerial job in a canister, in a silo, yeah, I agree. I think it's got to be somebody who's younger, who seems to have the fight and the energy within them to battle for every single game and battle for his players every single day, regardless of what constraints are put on him by his GM and his ownership.
I would also like it to be someone who would be a big risk taker as a manager. Someone who would run. Someone who would hit and run. Someone who would play their outfielders a little shallower. Someone who would take risks with the staff. Because when you're not as talented, and by virtue of where you're spending and what your payroll is, you're not going to walk into ballparks and be as talented. You need to take chances and potentially win games like that.
Well, and
that's what I would like to see. Someone who is not as conservative a manager as Clint Hurdle.
And somebody who's got ties to an organization that's shown an ability to both integrate the analytics that are so important in today's game, but also have the gut instincts and the experience on the field to say, hey, I get what the numbers are telling me, but in this case, this is what I want to do. Or, hey, despite what my gut instinct may say, I'm going to go with the numbers on this one and have a strong philosophy about the game at every single moment of that game and stick with it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am totally with you. And I think that that would need to happen. Again, the first step in this process is getting rid of Hurdle. And I don't know how you can't do it, but I don't know how the Pirates will do it. You know, that's where I am with both of these things. Whenever you are after the break, 8-29, logic says every other organization in baseball would get rid of their manager. But logic tells me, because he's under contract, the Pirates aren't going to get rid of their manager.
Well, logic also tells me that this is a highly risk-averse organization and that the last thing they will do will be to look outside of what they have to look for ways to get better. They've always looked inside and within, and that's what I really fear will happen this offseason is we'll get a couple cosmetic changes, even if it's something like a manager, but the same overall overarching philosophy is going to stay in place, and so we really won't get anything more than just a cosmetic change and a change in nameplate on a couple of desks.
With a team that's not as talented too, I think that they need to get away from so much of the data. I think they just need to go play. You know, too much is being sent down from the higher-ups and not in the dugout.
Well, I think you can use the data to set up what you want to do, and then at that point, yeah, hashtag let the kids play, absolutely. But there can be, I think, sometimes a paralysis by analysis that comes with trying to dissect every single pitch and every single moment of a ball game via that data, absolutely.
No, I think the Pirates just need to be more. Not there's a lot of things they need to be. Number one, they need to have a higher payroll and bring in better players, and they need to draft and develop better. But I think they need to by and large, and they haven't done this under Hurdle. They need to be more aggressive. They need to run more. They need to be risk takers. They need to go ahead and do things. Take extra 90 feet. Play their outfielders shallower. Look where their outfielders play. You know they. There's no reason in the world when you watch, you know, baseball games that you see everybody else in the division playing so much. There's no chance they ever throw anybody out at home plate on a single with a guy on second base. It never happens.
Unless it's
ever.
Marte.
And that doesn't happen. That doesn't happen all that often. It just doesn't. His outfield assists aren't at the plate. You know? They don't take risks. And whenever you're not as talented, you need to. And I think they need a manager like that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.